Saturday of the fourth week of Easter, 18th of May 2019.
John 14:7-14. If you know me, you will know my Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and then we shall be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? What I say to you, I do not speak of my own accord. It is the Father living in me who is doing his works. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe it on the evidence of these works. In all truth, I tell you, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself, and will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If we look very deep in the heart of Jesus, then we will discover a burning love to his Father. Maybe we don't think often about that. That the Lord, at first place, wanted to glorify the Father, and that we know him how he really is. Of course, for us, it's a little bit closer that we look to the love Jesus has to us, and that we are going and meditating the secrets of salvation. It's very good, and we are always invited to do that and to go deeper and deeper. But the Lord wants to take us into his love to his Father, that we live in this love and be at home in this love. Maybe an analogy can help us to understand it a bit better. Let us think of a wonderful couple which received from the Lord after a long time a child. Now the love of the parents take care of the child, and the child lives from this love. But then the child discovers that the parents not only give their love to them, no, they love each other. Now the child is also at home in this love, and glad about that. The child is not excluded, no. And the child loves this love. I think this helps a little bit to understand the love of Jesus to his Father, in which he is calling us. We have to be aware of this love. In a wonderful way we will see it. Then what can be more beautiful and holy than the love of the Holy Trinity between the divine persons? In this love all are included, because the love had created them and redeemed them, human beings, and will complete then when the love is answered. Philippus has to understand this, that he meets the Father in heaven when he meets Jesus. He didn't recognize it, and Jesus is going to explain this to him and through this way to us all. All what the Lord is doing, he is doing because the Father is doing this in him. They are one. Therefore, when we see Jesus, we see God. Let us not ask, like Philip, that Jesus shows us the Father. This we should know through faith, but we have always to understand it better, of course. But we can ask Jesus that he will reveal his love to his Father, and that he takes us as his children and disciples in the secret of this love, that we can live in this love and from this love. Of course, it's important that our faith is realized in deeds. But it's not the only one. We are invited in the contemplation to understand the deepest sense of all in our faith, the deepest ground of all that we see and believe. This is the love of God. And at first place, it's the love between the Holy Trinity, the three persons. Nobody should think just to meet this love of God is less than to do a concrete service. No, no. We think of Mary, who was at the feet of Jesus, and the Lord was praising what she did for contemplation. No, it's different. If I meet intensively the love of God, my heart will be enlightened and will burn, and all my deeds will have this character because they are coming directly out of the love of God. So the right way of contemplation of the love of God is leading to the love between the three persons and to the deeds which are coming out of the love of the three persons. In eternity we will see God and we will enjoy Him without any limitations. He will be our joy with all those who are living with Him. On earth we are already invited to participate in the joy of eternity. Let us ask the Lord to know more about His love to the Father and to love the Father how He is doing it. So for that we should never forget to pray, to have time for the Lord, also alone. Never we will lose time if we pray in the right way, but we will lose a lot of time if we do things instead of prayer which have no real importance. So let us ask for the Lord and His love to His Father and ask Him not only to understand it better, but if it's possible on earth, to start to enjoy this love and to be at home in this wonderful love.
The verse of the Alleluia says, "Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father."
Tanto tempore vobis cum sum et non cognovisti me, Philippe qui